Calling to order this meeting of the Board of Education on Wednesday, July 19th, 2017, at 7 o'clock p.m. May I have a roll call, please?
Mrs. DeGracias.
Present.
Mrs. Hickey.
Present.
Dr. Thompson.
Present.
Ms. Williams.
Here.
At this time, we would like to recognize visitors and invite comments from the public if we have any. We do not. Very good. Moving on to board governance, we need to appoint for this evening's meeting a president pro tem and a secretary pro tem.
I nominate Barb Hickey as president pro tem.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Hold on.
And I would like to nominate Stacy Williams as secretary pro tem.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. We next need a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Ms. Williams.
Yes.
Dr. Thompson.
Yes.
Mrs. Hickey.
Yes.
Mrs. DeGracias.
Yes.
The next order of business is any communications, and I don't believe we have any tonight.
Right.
We next need a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Want me to read it?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment. These are for the minutes from the Board of Education meeting and the closed session for June 19, 2017, and the special meeting and closed session for June 27, 2017. It also includes payrolls in the amount of $1,904,420.45, orders relating to payroll in of $268,466.31, and bills of $889,862.65 for a grand total of $3,062,749.41, as well as the monthly treasurer's report.
Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Or do we need
a
vote?
Mrs. DeGracias?
Yes.
Mrs. Hickey?
Yes.
Dr. Thompson?
Yes.
Ms. Williams?
Yes.
The next order of business is reports of committees. Our education chair is not present, nor is our chair for personnel. Stacy, anything on policy?
Nothing to report.
Nicole, finance.
We just reported that.
We just had our report.
Not again.
And very thorough, and very thorough it was. Ralph is not here, so there's no report on equity. Judy, anything on facilities?
Nothing to report.
There is nothing on communications. All is quiet here in town.
Sounds like summer.
Sounds like summertime. next order of business then would be our district calendar review.
And we have a few items that are coming up. Of course, the board will recognize that these are all in August. We're trying a little bit different format to maybe make it a little more user-friendly. In the past, of course, the board would see the landscape of the calendar. But there's so much going on, and it became hard, I know, sometimes for board members to know what might be events that could really be, they could target in on events that they could attend and, you know, would be significant to them. So we're going to try and maybe get some feedback from board members presenting the information in this kind of text manner. Board will, of course, recognize that the most important events to come circle around Teacher Institute Days and the return of staff, August 21st. We will welcome our faculty back for their first professional development day. They will be here the 21st, the 22nd, and the 23rd, with the return of students on the 24th. As Anthony mentioned earlier, we'll also have our August board meeting that night at 7 p.m. We're looking forward to hosting the board retreat. Also, here at Roosevelt Middle School on the evening, late afternoon evening of 28th. That'll run from 3 to 8 p.m. That, of course, is open to the public, but really it's a working session for the Board of Education in planning and setting goals for the coming year.
Very good. Next order of business is reports on any outside meetings. Since Ralph is not present, nothing on Council of Governments?
No, they meet again this coming fall.
Okay. Nothing on Community Council because they are also out, as is Youth Network Council. as is the PTO, as I believe
as
the inclusive,
yes.
The service club.
In the fall as well.
Okay.
Oh, whoops, wrong one.
Citizens Corps Council.
Yes, they're not meeting until September.
Okay. IASB, Ralph is not here. EdRed, Ralph is not present. And the next one is his too, the Tri-Board Collaborative Committee, but that's no meeting on tap that we can see. The Subcommittee on Collaboration will be meeting again in the fall. Arrive at a date for that. Next order of business, district meeting agendas.
We have none for the month of June, but that would pretty much, I think, bring us right up to the superintendent's report.
I believe it would.
Okay, so it's an honor this evening to start off with our first item. It is an action item, but the Board of Education, of course, experienced a vacancy with the resignation of our prior Vice President, Ann Gottlieb. Member for several years, provided a tremendous amount of leadership and a great deal of dedication in her service to the board. Really an asset in so many ways. So certainly her resignation will be missed. But we are very fortunate that the Board of Education embarked upon their search for a replacement and found an outstanding individual, I think, who will fill that role. The board, when they embarked upon this search and had received the prior board member's resignation, went through a process of discerning what they were seeking in a new board member. And I believe that based upon the feedback, they've indicated that they have found that in the individual who will be appointed to that role this evening. So I'm honored and very proud to welcome Cal Davis to the room. Cal and his children and his sister and his mother as well. Cal has lived in the River Forest community for 18 years. He has children, of course, in the schools. If I were to try to begin listing the number of ways in which Cal has volunteered to support District 90 and the larger community, we would be here very much of the evening. But his involvement and participation in our strategic planning, in our ongoing action objective teams, his leadership in the, the caucus, excuse me, the union caucus. I was tongue-tied. See, this is what happened. I said
feel
I
free to shout out anything.
And I did. And then I start to stumble. So I know that in his stead, our President Pro Tem will be asking, Barb Hickey, will be asking the board to vote to formally approve a resolution to appoint Cal to his role on the District 90 Board of Education and welcome him. So at that time, after that takes place, our board secretary, Anthony, will administer the oath of office. So I will turn it to you to call for the board to vote to approve this resolution.
All right. The Board of Education of School District Number 90, Cook County, Illinois, hereby proclaims and declares Calvin Davis to be appointed a member of such board to fulfill the vacancy of the unexpired term concluding in April of 2019. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Is there a second?
Mrs. DeGracius.
Yes.
Mrs. Hickey.
Yes.
Dr. Thompson.
Yes.
Ms. Williams.
Yes.
So at this time, we would like to ask Mr. Davis to please come forward so he can be administered the oath of office.
Wait for you.
Okay. I'm ready.
Yeah, your phone is good. That's a good sign. Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Please raise your left hand and repeat only your name and I do at the end. This is really long. I,
Calvin Davis,
do solemnly swear that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Member of Board of Education of River Forest Public Schools, District 90. In accordance with the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of Illinois, and the laws of the State of Illinois, to the best of my abilities, I further swear that I shall respect taxpayer interests by serving as a faithful protector of the school district's assets. I shall encourage and respect free expression of opinion by my fellow board members and others who seek a hearing before the board, while respecting the privacy of students and employees.
I shall recognize that a board member has no legal authority as an individual, and that decisions can be made only by a majority at a public board meeting. And I shall abide by majority decisions of the board, while retaining the right to seek changes in such decisions through ethical and constructive channels.
I do.
Would anyone like a photo with this most newly appointed official in the River Board? Please come on forward.
Make you proud, Mom.
All good things to those who wait.
Send it to him
and
what he does with it is. Thank you.
Look at those smiles. Very nice.
And we'll need just one more.
Because
I
have to. Mr. Bear is District 9. You want to put that in the pocket there? Now you're really
close. Close everything and reopen it.
All right, now you're in big trouble.
Those are some really big, really big binders right there. I will get you a copy of the collective bargaining agreement.
So the two things you have in front of you this evening, obviously the one you can look at another time, that's the board policy manual. The black binder is the agenda and packet for the meeting. So we're on page 57. Okay, so welcome, Mr. Davis. We also, a second item is also an action item. We would like to ask that the board would please approve a amendment to the final school calendar for the coming year. As was
number two.
Oh, I'm so sorry, I jumped ahead. The permissive transfer requests. I'm sorry. We would like to ask that the board would please approve the permissive transfer request for the coming year. Newer board members may not be aware that the district has a policy that allows families who have moved within the district and previously had their children enrolled in one or the other of the elementary schools to request permission to allow their children to continue. Mm-hmm. That permission is considered on an annual basis, usually in the month of July, and sometimes in August if we have lingering requests. Usually we look at enrollments at both schools. We try to determine if allowing a child to stay in their home school, even if the family has moved, would affect secure additional teachers or change staffing. In the case of the permissive transfer request before you this evening, the principals have indicated that none of them will, you know, disenfranchise the current enrollment and staffing of the grade levels with which are affected. So the request would be that the board would please approve these permissive transfer requests, and then there may be, once again, subsequent requests in the month of August.
May I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Ms. Williams?
Yes.
Dr. Thompson?
Yes.
Mrs. Hickey?
Yes.
Mrs. DeGracias?
Yes.
Mr. Davis?
Yes.
There you go.
Okay, I'm sorry for having gotten ahead of myself. The third action item this evening is regarding the district calendar. As Mr. Cozy referred to earlier, the board approved the collective bargaining agreement with the River Forest Education Association last month. And one of the elements within that collective bargaining agreement is an arrangement where the school district will be compensating the Education Association members for an additional Teacher Institute Day. That Institute Day was not in mind when the prior 2017-2018 school calendar was initially suggested and then ratified by the board. The day has been added as a Institute Day in February. It is February
19th.
Yes, thank you. And that's actually helpful because some school districts, you'll recall that River Forest District 90 is taking Lincoln's birthday holiday in February. This will now account for the President's Day holiday. So that if we have students with siblings in other schools or family members that maybe have one or the other holiday off, it's just a natural day to add in for Teacher Institute. So So that will become a non-attendance day for students. We will do the additional staff training on that date, and then our students will all attend an additional day of school at the end of the school year. So that's the amendment. We do need to file an amended calendar with the Instructional Service Center, and so we're asking for the board to approve that recommended change, and then we, of course, once it's approved, we'll send that out to families as soon as possible.
May I have a motion to approve the calendars amended?
So moved. Second.
Mr. Davis?
Here.
Mrs. DeGracias?
Yes.
That was a yes?
That was a yes.
Okay. Mrs. Hickey?
Yes.
Dr. Thompson?
Yes.
Ms. Williams?
Yes.
Thank you very much. That means the last day of school will now be on Thursday, June 14th, if emergency days are used. If no emergency days are used, the students could be dismissed as early as June 7th. We're aiming for that.
Cranky.
Yes.
All those emergency days are used.
There won't be snow.
Okay.
Or rain.
So that moves us on to our informational items. In the board packet, board members, of course, have some information we wanted to share from the EdRed organization. I felt like this was something that maybe we could just provide a little bit of additional background for board members. You hear about EdRed now and again, and unless you're the liaison, you might wonder, what does this organization do and how does it represent the district's interests? We've included some kind of high-level documentation about their mission statement, their vision, strategic goals. Essentially, EdRed is an organization that the district elects to be a member of. It represents generally school districts in West and North Cook, although there are some other school districts within the Collar counties that are members. And they act as an advocate for those school districts' interests, predominantly down in Springfield and with the legislature. It's not unusual that you can have a consortium of school districts that will kind of bind together to have an organization represent their interests. In Illinois, with almost 870 school districts, there's a great variability in the interests that districts have, not just in size, but geographic location, the way in which they secure their revenues, the politics that can affect the operation of their schools, the passage of certain laws that obviously can have an impact on the way in which operations are run, and the impact, of course, on teaching and learning for children. So to be a member of this organization, I think, is really valuable. There's some information in here about our annual dues. You'll note that as a school district between 1,000 and 1 and 2,000 students, our annual dues are $2,250 a year. Ralph is very active in this group. I do attend as well. There are occasions where different school districts have, even within EdRed, different opinions about the way in which certain legislation may impact our operation. So it can be interesting. It's important that you be an active participant so that you can ensure that, you know, your voice is heard. But with 80 or so school district participating members, it is a powerful voice down in Springfield, and we felt very good about the way in which generally our interests have been represented. So there are a list of dates, upcoming dates for meetings this year. If at any point any one of our board members is curious about this and would like to accompany Ralph or me at one of the meetings, we would love to have you. They're generally held up in Park Ridge on Friday afternoons, and it really can be interesting. We do have board members from throughout the districts that attend, business officials attend, depending upon the agenda. So it's a valuable partnership. So, the second item we wanted to address was our elementary enrollment. As you'll note, things are particularly stable at Lincoln. We've only provided you with the Lincoln and Willard enrollments because at this point of the year, there are really no significant enrollment changes predicted at Roosevelt, and any changes would be able to be absorbed within our staffing because of the configuration of the middle school. At the elementary, however, where sectioning is highly contingent upon the number of students that show up at the schoolhouse door, we really do need to watch that during the summer. I would say probably the area that we are continuing to pay most attention is kindergarten. Willard School had an additional enrollment just yesterday for a rising kindergartner. The guidelines that we generally use for the addition of a fourth section of kindergarten is the addition of the 61st child. So there are still five students away at Willard from hitting that threshold. Lincoln is only at around 60. They do have a fourth section because they were showing pretty strong enrollment back in June, and we felt very confident that they would exceed 61. I still feel confident that Lincoln will exceed 61 with no problem. But Willard, it's kind of touch and go. So I've communicated with the principal. Of course, she is prepared to add a fourth section if that's necessary. It would likely be the addition of a 0.5 itinerant student, or excuse me, itinerant teacher, because we have a current teacher teaching that 0.5 FTE already, but she's not really prepared to add an additional section. So we would bring someone on anew, but not quite sure if that's going to be necessary. Willard, it is particularly, of course, that we protect enrollment at all of our schools at all grade levels, but Willard last year had a really kind of unusual year. You'll recall we only had two sections of K at Willard, but they were full to the gills. And we were fine when we started the school year, but then there were additional enrollments after the start of school that required the addition of some teacher aides. And we really like to ensure that our students at Willard the advantages that we try to ensure everywhere, kindergarten students, in all of our grade levels in both schools. So you don't want to wait too long to pull the trigger if that's necessary. Any questions about
it? Is this an unusually large first grade last year?
At Willard School?
Yeah.
I would say that's larger, certainly larger than normal.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. The variability is really, and of course I think some of it is a function of the size of the schools. Whenever you have schools, elementary schools, that fluctuate between 300 and 400 kids, and a community like ours where we have families that will, with some regularity, enroll children, in the middle grades, in the primary grades, that's fairly atypical. You know, a lot of that's because families have the opportunity to enroll children in some very high-quality private schools in the area, early childhood, kindergarten, first grade. But we get students, certainly as rising first graders, with a great deal of frequency, and then, interestingly, again, in second and third, for a lot of different reasons, more so, I think, than in many communities. It does stabilize tremendously by probably fourth grade, and then the middle school. The enrollment increases generally come from folks, of course, who are moving out of the district. But it's an interesting dynamic. And we keep longitudinal data, not to perseverate on this, but we keep longitudinal data, as I hope you would expect, over time. And the kindergarten proves to be particularly squirrely at data. Huge variability. We try to make decisions, of course, year to year, in such a way that we're not having to hire at the last minute, because we want to ensure we have the highest quality teachers as well. But and we can find high quality teachers, of course, right before start of school if necessary, particularly at the lower grades. But there's very little longitudinal pattern to our kindergarten.
So although we keep the numbers, they don't help us much.
No, they're really
in making predictions.
And how far back do you go? Like 10 years?
We do a 10-year run.
Yeah.
We, of course, we have the data for many years. But the 10-year span, we found that that's going to be the most reliable picture of the AG demographics in the community. Over 10 years, things like increased construction, although of course River Forest is landlocked, so construction generally tear downs. But there are some additional construction that takes place. But over a 10-year span, you're starting to get outside of kind of the normal period of time that you can predict some type of relevance. So, anyway, we may be coming back to you, of course, with a request for an additional kindergarten section, or not. Next item was to share some information, just a reminder about the Board of Ed retreat. It's scheduled for the 28th here at Roosevelt Middle School, actually right here in this room. It will run from 3 to 8 p.m., and we're really looking forward to it. The only request I guess I would have at this time administratively would be if you have items that you would really like to see discussed at that retreat or agenda topics, if you would please reach out to Ralph or myself so that we can ensure that they're on the agenda for the discussion. The items that would be discussed are, I hope, the ones that you Obviously, the focus of that meeting is teaching and learning, strategic planning. Past years, we've spent a great deal of time talking about the way in which the board intends to implement the strategic plan, priorities for different goals you'd like to see the administration carry forward. Obviously, recently, discussions and presentations about our financial situation, our equity initiatives, student assessment. Those are the kinds of things that you can anticipate seeing on the agenda. We also have an administrative retreat, which is scheduled for tomorrow. Our administrative team will be meeting in the district office for a few hours to go over some really important kind of strategic planning. We'll be talking about items such as the action objective, team assignments for the coming year, administrative equity initiatives, the forthcoming mindset, one district, one book initiative, and some planning surrounding that, planning for teacher institute days. And then, for the second half of the day, our administrative team is actually going down to the city for a team building experience. They're doing a scavenger hunt.
Which
should be very intriguing. I'm bringing my camera.
You thought it was going to be an escape room.
No, yeah. I knew it was scavenger hunt. That's what I was asking.
It's taking place down in Millennium Park. Nice. And the group will have a late lunch following and have a chance to debrief. The administrative team is a group that really enjoys each other. Their partnership, their collaboration is really important. And having an opportunity to do things that can help to build that, of course, is
Have a little fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and what a wonderful group of people it is. And that brings us to, I should have kept my computer awake, but it's not cooperating now, which would be want to do. We wanted to just end our superintendent's report tonight with a quick retrospective from summer school. We concluded summer school last week. Thursday, we hosted the summer school faculty and staff for a thank you luncheon, which was a lot of fun. And Friday was the last day for students. But having a chance to just walk through some of the programming, it was really great to see the variety of activities the students were involved with. One of the great things about summer school is that the classes, of course, are usually much smaller and a lot more intimate, and so teachers can do things that they're not able to do during the year. This was a writing class with Ms. Lisigno. They were doing a lot of research and then collaborating on their writing together, which was fun to watch. You'll recall that we sponsored the drone class this year, and we had a small group of kids who signed up for that class. This gentleman came to speak to the class because he is a professional drone operator.
That's a job.
And what a great job it was.
There'll probably be a lot more of those.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And well, we might have a few of them in this class because they were really excited about what he was sharing. Once he told them that he was working on one of the, not the Terminator film, what's the... Transformer film. Their eyes got wide and they started to really pay close attention. But he was a neat guest speaker. Willard School hosted the gardening class this year. And we talked about your green thumbs. These are students, of course, from both Lincoln and Willard. But they had no reticence at all about sharing all of the things that they were growing and why they were growing them and the native plant history here in northern Illinois. Some of their crafts too, which were they kind of integrated into the garden. Some kinesthetic activity was an important part. This class actually was a obviously hosted there in Willard Gym, was a chance for kids to get up and act out elements from a story that they were reading together and try to determine which section of the plot their classmates were describing. A writing class hosted at Roosevelt. These young men were in the Star Wars class. I'm not sure that they necessarily enjoyed writing their play, as the screenplay, as much as acting it out. But
this part looks to have worked very well for them.
Yes, they were certainly, and then of course Ms. Gaddis was on hand to help them kind of master some of their acting technique. This was a music class hosted at Willard. Really a neat program because we had both regular and special needs students in the same class, and the kids could not have been more supportive of each other. They were just happy to have the picture taken. And this is one of our technology classes taught by Anne Marie Klasky. You'll know her as one of our tech specialists from Lincoln School. So it was really a neat summer school program. My hat's off to the summer school principal, Katie Collins, our summer school special education facilitator, Casey Baer. They did a lot of the organization. Allison Hawley, of course, oversaw the whole program. But at the end of the day, really, it's our teachers and our instructional aides that have that one-on-one relationship with the kids that makes it a memorable program. So this is, as you recall, the first time that we've been back at kind of the two-school model for a while, about 4 or 5 years. We will come forward, of course, later this fall with a formal report on the summer school program. It'll have some feedback from families, evaluation elements from students. Anthony will also compile some financial information about, you know, kind of revenue expenditure element. It has been an expensive program for the district to run for some time because some of the classes that we offer are personnel intensive, particularly for students that are receiving special needs services. Mm-hmm. But in the past, our Board of Ed has been very supportive, even when it has been a loss leader, about understanding the value that it brings for the students that participate. Particularly the value that it brings for us to run a comprehensive program where our special needs students are not the only ones that are here in the summer. It really, I think, makes for a high quality experience for all the kids. The other unknown that we'll be talking about a little bit later this fall is our hope to potentially offer some programming for students during the summer that qualify off District 90 property next year. I'll tease you a little bit with that, but in partnership with one of our community partners where we might be able to target some students who could particularly benefit from one or another kind of academic intervention, a more intensive program in the district would be able to identify those children, provide targeted programming, and really hope to move the needle on kids that have certain specific needs, where we can do that by providing an intensive remediation program that's coupled with some fun and social-emotional components. Play, possibly the availability of breakfast and lunch for families who require it. So I'll give you a little teaser with that, but that'll be something that we'll want to embed within our kind of summer school philosophy if it comes to pass.
All right, thank you, Ed. The next order of business is to announce upcoming meetings. The next business meeting of the board is August 21st, 2017, right here from 7 o'clock. Which is a new time. All of our board meetings have been changed now going forward to 7 o'clock. We used to be on a 7 o'clock, 7:30 schedule, which was confusing and slightly unnecessary, so we fixed it. And now all meetings will begin at 7. The next order of business is the personnel report.
And I'm very pleased to share that, I know, in Ralph's absence. We have do have a number. It's July, of course, so we have a number of individual certificated teachers that we would like to request approval from the board. There are a number of them at both Willard and Roosevelt School, predominantly Willard here. We had more vacancies at that school than any of our three schools this summer. We have largely filled all of the vacancies at Lincoln, and there are a few still forthcoming for Roosevelt, but this represents the lion's share of the Willard vacancies. We also are requesting the board's approval of the social work intern position. We routinely hire an intern to assist with our social work services from one of the local universities every year. We have a classified teacher assistant that would be rehired from a reduction in force. The resignation of one of our classified individuals who's moving to a teaching position in another district. And then the approval of the stipends for some of our building leadership and district leadership roles, including the Superintendent's Leadership Council, our building leadership teams, Professional Development Council, and our teacher mentors. So that represents really our full normal personnel report for tonight. There are also appointments for independently contracted personnel. These are positions that typically provide services for students in private schools. Not entirely, but most of them, based upon our obligations with federal title funds to meet the needs of other children that are being educated in the Village of River Forest. So these are individuals that are not part of your normal kind of typical. whole faculty and staff. They're acting in an independently contracted capacity. So that's our report for tonight, the personnel report.
Okay, thank you very much.
Motion.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Ms. Williams?
Yes.
Dr. Thompson?
Yes.
Mrs. Hickey?
Yes.
Mrs. DeGracias?
Yes.
Mr. Davis?
Yes.
All right, it looks as though the next order of business is adjournment. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.